Richard Jolly. Every time he and Chantel bring a horse over here to Victoria, they perform extremely well. We saw that throughout the Melbourne Cup Carnival, and we get to see Ali Boom lining up at the Valley on Saturday again. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. You must be happy after that little hiccup last week to get racing back up and running again in South Australia. How much of a frustration was that for everyone?
Well, you know, it was at first, but in the end, lockdown for 3 days, I don't think anyone was really complaining, to be honest, compared to Victoria and a few other places. We got off pretty lightly, really, so... obviously, the race is sad day, had to be switched, but you know, it wasn't too much of an inconvenience, to be honest.
Well, the racing body, South Australia Racing, and also the clubs did a great job to be able to get everything back up and running as well. And before I ask you about your horses, I want to get your reaction, because there's been some positive news out of South Australia this year, this week, with some increases in prize money and also the local breeders' scheme. How do you see racing at the moment in South Australia, Richard?
Oh, look, we're always behind other states, but certainly it's a good bolster this week that prize money's virtually jumped back up 15%. You know, that really helps everyone in the industry, trainers, jockeys, owners. So you know, we're very grateful for that to happen. And they also, there's an announcement they've had to rejig the Stabower scheme, which probably you could say wasn't probably working as good as it should over the last few years, and that's been rebooted. So that's like another help, especially to the breeding industry. So yeah, it was started off not a good week with the lockdown, but then we came out of that and had a good outcome with our prize money level going up.
Well, it'll end a good week if Ali Boom can win the Mackenzie. Now, I know he's entered in a race back home, but I'd assume you're bringing him over to the Valley?
No, you're wrong. I'm going to leave him.
No. Okay.
Yeah, look, I'm just... we looked at the fields and the barriers and the horse himself, and I've just decided this morning to stay home. The feeling just was from barrier 7. He's probably not going to be able to slide across with ease. He's probably going to have to do a bit of work, and... he's just probably a little suspect at the 1200. He's only had one go at 1200, and we probably couldn't condemn him on that because he drew an outside gate. We tried to hold him up, which sort of went pear shaped. And then you know, he bounced back at Flemington and won. But I've just been a bit mindful. Sixth run in, travelling again, and just the way the race looked to me. Had he drawn probably 1, 2, or 3, we sort of might be going. But as I said, we'll stay home.
All right. Well, does that make him a good thing at home? You've got a couple of others entered in his race as well.
Look. Well, he's drawn one. He's got a big weight, but he's drawn one, so he's got a bit more probably going for him. You know, he's drawn one. He'll probably bounce on the lead. He's certainly going to be hard to run down at home.
Is this the last run? Can you get many more out of him this campaign? He's done a mighty job.
Probably not. No, I think he'll have a little freshen up after this run, and we'll there's not a lot for him going forward for the end of December, early January. So he's better to have a freshen up after this run, and we'll probably look at some races February, March for back. He could even make a trip to Melbourne back then.
Mm. Do you bring the stablemate All Bander over, who's been in great form over in South Australia?
Yeah, look, she's got good ability, this filly. She's had a few little troubles along the way, soundness issues, but we've got her up this time, and she won. It was a really good win first up. I bet it was a small field, but they ran a class record, so 56 something. So, and the horse she beats Chosen Blonde, had a bit of Melbourne form to it. You can put a line through that, so this filly's not. She's drawn a good gate. She's definitely not making up the numbers. I think she'll acquit herself very well.
Yeah, well, she's favourite at the moment, so she's got to be in with a big chance with Jamie Carr in the saddle. So, who's your best on Saturday then? Back home or at the Valley?
I definitely think this filly's probably at the Valley's our best chance. Certainly, Ali Boom, and I've got three in the race at home in Ali Boom's race. The other two, aren't too far behind him. I've got a couple of other runners, Skillful Steps and Poise for Rain. They're definitely each way kind of chances as well.
Gee, the stable's flying. You've got a couple of nice chances today at Balaclava as well. Which one should we be backing?
Look, the first start is a nice horse by Pintai. So he's trialled well. He's definitely in the race. The other horse, Accumulate, Ordinary Field, yeah, he's got some chance, but probably the other horse is the better out of the two.
Good on you, Richard. Best of luck over the weekend.
No worries. Thanks, Michael.